grace and reign of the Lord. Well, I want you to know that everything is great in the world because I'm going to take care of fighting for God. So I've not seen the abundance that this pastor could do doing in my absence, but I guess I could see what was the whole sight of what we do about that. I do have to take care of the cutting level when I got home, so it's all good. Happy days are here again. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, if you've not been out by the land, I want you to know that those guys are serious, serious, serious. They are focused, they are desperate, and they were working well after 5 o'clock today. So if you've got it to where the gravel is going, and so it shouldn't be too long before we're able to start laying some seeds out there. And then it'll really be exciting. All the things that the day was already ready after the time is, so that we got the vines born. I saw the church through the day, the vines are piping, both the water piping and the plumbing is going to be laid in. And it won't be too long, but they will be laid the ceiling down the day. Praise the name of the Lord. And then the building will come and we will be on our way to see what God has done for us. Okay? And in the meantime, what we're going to do is we are going to continue to grow in the faith. We're going to continue to grow in love one to another. We're going to continue to see God be the supernatural in our lives. Praise God. And we're going to be ready, all of us, by the time that we're going to be able to love each other who's already here and accept all of those who God is going to bring to be a part of the family of faith that we get down to. So tonight we are just thankful that you're here. I believe that if you are here, it is a divine moment where God Himself is reaching for tonight. I promise you that tonight God expected you to be here, and God is going to be something significant tonight in the realm of your faith and in your life tonight, because that is how He is. He's a loving God, and He's with us. Father, we just declare your glory. God, tonight is a night that you have set aside, Lord, for our lives to protect us, to do what only you can do, and Lord, to help us in every day of our lives. God, we just declare your glory and power and thank you that the Bible says you are so that you see us here with us, that we're just going to be to worship you and give you our lives to see you. God, that you bring your presence right in the midst of us. When your presence comes, heal us. When your presence comes, salvation, deliverance, blessing. God, all of those things that are needed come to us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Was born. You said that it was done, and your breath filled my lungs. There is power to save. There is freedom. There is freedom from the grave. Jesus is coming. He led to the cross, broken and torn. Your blood was poured out, and redemption was born. You said that it was done, and your breath filled my lungs. There is power
Thank you. Thank you. And you said, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you rose from the dead, that you sit at the right hand of the Father. I believe that you are my Lord and Savior. Come and be my Savior. At that moment, he took you out of the darkest moment of your life. You'll never go to a darker moment than that. But he can reach out and lift you out of that darkest moment when you get him to be his Savior. When you serve him, he can reach out to the not a moment that he's not there for you.
Never let go, never let go, never let go.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. God tells you what I say to this beautiful woman. But of course, I pray that you are blessed and well taken care of and protected. Amen. And that the Lord was good. Amen. Praise God. And I want to thank you, ladies. And you're involved in the ladies' fast and cut the way to keep you down. Amen. Because they are the ones that transform. Thank you. Thank you.